This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, this show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. I'm Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, and my health care carrier was Aetna, and I dropped them. I dumped them. They wanted $2,000 a month. They were covering nothing. Now I'm paying a little over $400 a month, and Liberty HealthShare has been wonderful to me. Thank you, Liberty, and they've sponsored this show for 2 years, and I decided if I was the host of the show, I had to get it if I was going to ask you to get it, and so I got it. And so Liberty HealthShare replaced my health care, my health insurance with Aetna, and I've been nothing but happy with it. I've saved $36,000 over 2 years. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Take back control of your health care. Could you use an extra $36,000 over the next 2 years? Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 toll-free or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you, Liberty, for sponsoring this show. So much going on. A couple of great letters. Such nice letters that I just wanted to read them to you. One of them says, from Phil, says, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and Michael Savage for years. You're better than all three because you tell the complete truth about Obama and Maxine Waters and Harry Reid and Paul Ryan and their cronies. You don't pull any punches. Also, you have great passion and you love the truth. God bless and keep you always. Thank you so much for all you do, Phil. Thank you, Phil. Really, really, really nice. And then another guy sent me a note. He doesn't have a name on here. There's no name, but he says, 4 years ago, you filled in for Michael Savage at Christmas time. I did the week between Christmas and New Year's. For an entire week, I handled Michael Savage's nationally syndicated show. And he says, I played the show for my 83-year-old dad. And he said, who is that guy? He was impressed. And look how far it's gone. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stop the Mass Hysteria is this guy's handle on his email. So Stop the Mass Hysteria. Guess what? You're a good man. And thank you. Appreciate it. And say hi to your dad for me. And that all started with Michael Savage. I'll make sure I mention that when Savage is on this afternoon as my guest on this show, that it all started because of Michael Savage, one of my heroes, who I've listened to so many hundreds of times. I wanted to be him, and now I am him. And so thank you, Michael Savage, and my career started with you. This caravan is the big news. There's no question the caravan's the big news. Trump asked Mexico to stop the caravan, threatens to sue to use the military to close the U.S. border. And so this caravan's coming up. A breakaway caravan filled with migrants who I believe have all been paid off. They have videos of them taking money. It reaches the border with Mexico. Well, first of all, how do you get to the border with Mexico? That means Guatemala let them through. Cut off all foreign aid right now to Guatemala. How did they get into Guatemala? It means Honduras let them through. Cut off all foreign aid to Honduras. Don't just threaten. Do it. You got to do it. But there's no question if Obama was in charge, he'd let them all in. So I'm not sure yet how it's going to end, but I could tell you this much. Trump is a breath of fresh air. Breath of fresh air. Here's an author at Fox News, a guy named Brian Dean Wright. He says, Trump's threat to use military to close our southern border is a smart move. President Trump acted boldly, decisively, when he threatened to send troops to close our southern border and cut off payments to Mexico and Central American countries if Mexico fails to halt the caravan of now about 4,000 Honduras headed for the U.S. That's an army. We're being invaded. The president dispatched Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with government officials in Panama on Thursday and Mexico on Friday to discuss border security. Hopefully the president's threat will convince our neighbors to the south he's serious about dealing effectively with this vital issue. You know what's the most amazing thing about this? They could have stopped in Guatemala. Why don't you want to stay there the rest of your life? They started in Honduras. Why don't you stop in Guatemala? Or they could stop in Mexico. Why don't you invade Mexico? But instead, you're going to invade the Mexican border only to keep going through Mexico and come to America. Why is it always America? Why don't we make Guatemala great again? Why don't we make Mexico great again? Why doesn't George Soros make those countries great again? The president tweeted Thursday morning, the assault on our country, the southern border, including the criminal elements and drugs pouring in, is far more important to me as president than trade or the USMCA, that's the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to replace NAFTA. Hopefully Mexico will stop this onslaught at the northern border, all Democrats' fault for weak laws. I mean, you know what he's saying? He's threatening Mexico with the end of the agreement we just agreed to, that they were breathing a sigh of relief. Wow, we bit a bullet. America's still going to do business with us. Nope. Let's bend Mexico over and get out the belt, baby, and teach them a lesson they will never forget. No more American trade. None. Let's just bring them to their knees. If we don't buy from you, there is no more Mexico. Your country implodes in rioting. Your country implodes in anarchy on the street. Your country becomes Venezuela. Well, if you let these people keep coming to the border, we're not going to do the deal with you. That's a very fair thing to do. There is nothing wrong with that. This is how business works every single day of the year. This is how liberals operate every day. You know what Nancy Pelosi said today? Let me find it. Nancy Pelosi said something to the effect of, if you're not on our team and there's collateral damage and we ruin your life, that's just the way it goes. Just the way it's got to go. Here she is. There will be collateral damage to those who disagree with us. So why can't we do collateral damage on Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras? Pelosi was being interviewed on stage by Paul Krugman, left-wing New York Times columnist, Nobel laureate who predicted the day Trump won the presidency, Trump would trigger a global recession with no end in sight. You're a smart guy. He won the Nobel Award in economics, and Wayne Root has never won it. And yet I gave a speech 2 weeks before the election in mid-October in Dallas, Texas, at the Money Show, and it was recorded, so I've got proof of that speech. And I told that audience that Donald Trump would turn around the American economy from the Obama years like there was no tomorrow. He'd do it even faster than Reagan did it with Carter because he's a businessman. And Reagan was a brilliant conservative, but he wasn't even a businessman. Trump knows how to actually create jobs, knows how to actually run a company. Reagan did not do that. So Reagan just cut taxes and cut regulations, and that was great, and it helped. But he didn't know how to do the things Trump knows how to do. So this is going to be amazing, the turnaround. And what you want to do is buy stocks now because the market is going to explode upward because of Donald Trump's election. People looked at me like I had three heads, like I was insane. I told them everything that would happen. We'd be the number one energy producer in the world with Trump as president. And all the energy stocks would go up to the roof. And all the manufacturing would come back, and the manufacturing stocks would go through the roof. And we'd all get jobs again. All the jobs would come back to manufacturing. Right? I said all that. This guy wins the Nobel Award. The Nobel Award for Economics. And he predicted it would trigger a global recession with no end in sight. My God, you got to be kidding me. How ridiculous. Wayne Root should have the Nobel Peace Prize. Excuse me, Nobel Economic Prize. And so Pelosi had a long, rambling dialogue. We have to have total clarity about what to do when it comes to everything. A woman's right to choose gay marriage, whether it's about immigration, whether it's about gun safety, whether it's about climate. I think we owe the American people to be there for them, for their financial security, respecting the dignity and worth of every person. And if there's some collateral damage for some others who do not share our view, well, so be it. So be it. It's not clear what Pelosi meant by collateral damage. I guess she meant Brett Kavanaugh. If we got to ruin your life and you don't agree with us, tough pippies. That's what she meant. Democrats are really terrible people. Maxine Waters, you think she cares about collateral damage? Come on, these people want to destroy our lives. On Monday, Pelosi told the audience at Harvard the Democrats would win the election. The only question was whether it be a wave or a tsunami. That is funny. That is funny. What a fool. What an idiot. Let's go to Kurt in Las Vegas on line one. Kurt, you're on with Wayne Root.
Thanks.
What's up, Kurt?
Listen, collateral damage. We got a Chick-fil-A going in, and they're taking down the Joe's Crab Shack sign. So I guess that's collateral damage. a question for you. Every time Trump says something that annoys a liberal, which is like every other hour or so, they get up and they start screaming about it being a dog whistle. But they seem to be the only ones reacting to the whistle. Does that mean they're copping to being a bunch of dogs?
Well, it means Donald Trump is a genius, and he's using his tweets to bring out the worst in liberals, and they've lost their minds, and that's why they're about to lose the election, because of the petulant, violent way that they act. Trump made them do
it. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking they don't know whether they're scratching their watch or winding their ass. They're really... It's it's becoming very visceral with these people, and I think that they're scaring your own people. I have some friends who are Democrats that are really, they kind of hang their heads when we start to talk about something. They want to get into it. They want, I hate Trump. Well, why do you hate Trump? Well, he lies. Well, what does he lie about? Well, he said he was gonna, yeah, and he's done everything he said he was gonna do, or he's tried to do it anyway.
But Kurt, I gotta scold you about one thing. You said that Democrats are dogs, and I want to tell you that's an insult to dogs.
I'm sorry. You know what? I have a dog, and I'm gonna have to go home and hug him and apologize to him.
You are gonna have to. I love dogs, man. Yeah. I love dogs more than anyone in the world, but I certainly love dogs more than Democrats. I can tell you that much. I love dogs more than any Democrat. So you're insulting.
Is there anything you don't love more than Democrats?
I love everything more than Democrats. I love the New York Yankees more than Democrats. I love my kids, my family. I love the Dallas Cowboys more than Democrats. I love NFL football, despite the morons who play it who couldn't even spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A, because they actually make millions a year and they have the nerve to disrespect my flag and the military that defends them and allows them to play a game as adults, making millions of dollars a year having fun. They get on their knees and disrespect us. Wow, that's really stupid.
Has you heard Hank Williams Jr.? Have you heard Hank Williams Jr. that you need to play that for us?
Yeah.
That's a good song. Is that if take a knee or take a hike?
That's it. I like it. I love it. All right, Kurt, thank you for the call. Thanks, brother. President Trump added another tweet, by the way. In addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seem to have almost no control over their population, I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught, and if unable to do so, I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border. There you go. I don't know why you didn't do it a long time ago. I guess because it's too expensive. That's all it comes down to. How long can you keep your military at the border? You're going to bankrupt the country. But you got to build a wall. I told you on yesterday's show, Israel built a wall. Voila. No more illegal immigration and no more terrorist attacks. Build the wall and they can't get in. Build the wall. Build the wall. Build the wall. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Safford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, I'll tell you what, I almost lost my voice yesterday. Remember, I had that speech. If you weren't listening, I gave a speech yesterday to the Women's Club of Las Vegas. And after a long morning of talking on the phone and doing business deals and doing business, then I gave that speech for, you know, I was there for 2 hours, gave a speech for 45 minutes, and then came straight to the show and did my three-hour show, and I came so close to losing my voice. And what saves me every time is my doctor suggests. I mean, it just saves me. They make these colloidal silver lozenges, and the beauty of silver, colloidal silver, is colloidal silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. And when the silver comes in contact with germs, for 2 minutes, it could destroy them. And so you actually suck on a lozenge, and it consistently, slowly destroys the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. I'm on the air thousands of hours a year between the radio show, the TV show, and all my interviews, and then all my business meetings and all my speeches. All I ever do is talk, talk, talk. Yak, 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 yak. That's all I ever do. Yak, yak, yak. I feel like, what's that name? Jim Carrey in that movie. Yak, 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 yak. That's what I feel like. I just talk all day. And so I'm like a skeleton. His mouth just moves. All I do is speak, 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 speak. And so my voice is my life. And without it, I got nothing. And my doctor suggests is what I've been sucking on their lozenges since the day I started this show. And a friend hooked me up with them and told me about them. And it saved me. And I've never missed a minute on the air. Now, my voice does get raspy sometimes, and it gets raw sometimes. Not too often anymore. That's the other great thing. I never get sick. But the most important thing is it just never goes out completely. But with all the talking I do, you never get a chance to heal it, ever. But my doctor suggests is the name of the product, but I don't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Amazing. And you just call this number. Get your pen out, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wainwright sent you, get 10% off, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Same thing. Tell them Wainwright sent you, get 10% off, mydoctorsuggest.com. The greatest lozenges I've ever used. And it's not because they're an advertiser, because I've said that to everyone who knows me. Ask Megan Barth, who's been in the studio once or twice a week for 2.5 years now, and she sees me suck on these lozenges. Every single ad break, I pop a lozenger in my mouth. And this stuff saved my life. We don't want America to become London, okay? And London is good compared to many other places in Europe. But London is in pretty bad shape because they let in all these migrants and all these refugees and all these people that believe that it's not a Judeo-Christian country, and London is a wreck. And so a man is stabbed outside his home in London after taking a stand against local drug dealers. I mean, you don't see this in America very often, thank God, but it's happening in other countries that have let in all these refugees. A community activist by the name is Ian Tomlin, a former boxer and a great guy who drove buses for the elderly and the disabled. A community activist beaten and stabbed to death by a gang on his London estate, it says. I don't know if he had an estate. If he drove buses for the elderly and disabled, I doubt he had an estate. Maybe in England they use the word estate to connote just your house and the land it's on. I don't know. Or maybe he really was rich and he was driving buses because he's the greatest guy in the world. But he's a community activist beaten and stabbed to death by a gang on his London estate after confronting local drug dealers during London's violent crime wave. Ian Tomlin, a former boxer, spoke to drug dealers and asked them not to sell near his home, locals and family claimed, with some saying the police lost control of the area. The victim, 46, not like he's an 80-year-old man. He's a boxer and 46, and he was beaten to death in Battersea, South London, and found collapsed outside his own home on Wednesday night. Medics spent 45 minutes trying to resuscitate him before he was pronounced dead at the scene. His family is understood to live in another flat on the estate nearby, and a neighbor who came across the crime scene told the newspaper it was like a slaughterhouse. His father, Cecil Tomlin, said there were always drug dealers hanging outside his home smoking. He told him to move on because his kids live there. Maybe that started an argument. He was worried for his kids. These people will attack anyone. The government needs to do something about it. They need to be caught. He was a good son. He was a great father. He was kind to everybody and spoke to everybody. Never had a problem with anyone. He had two kids. We haven't even told him yet. The mother is devastated. The victim lived on the first floor of the 10-story block on the Dodgington Estate. I don't know what that means. Near Battersea, his entire life, his family said. A witness told his son he saw police trying to resuscitate the father. He'd obviously been stabbed in the neck and the head. There was blood everywhere. Other locals confirmed they'd seen drug dealing on the estate, claiming police had lost control. This is what happens when you let liberals take control of your country. This is it. This guy said if he was a boxer, if they could kill him, they could kill anyone. I believe it was five people, five on one, with knives. Just terrifying. This is what happened when you let liberals take control, man. They don't believe in an eye for an eye. They don't believe in putting people in jail for life. They don't believe in the death penalty. They believe in parole. They believe in letting people out for scanty, you know, just ridiculous skeletal reasons. They're always fighting on behalf of the criminals, not the people. And they believe in open borders. And you let scum in your country, and this is what happens. War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One heading to Montana for one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. Now, before boarding Air Force One, the president was asked about journalist Jamal Khashoggi and if he believes he's dead after going into that Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad. It certainly looks that way.
And as far as consequences, if the Saudis did have something to do with it?
Severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is War now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
It's just a joke. It's just a joke. The censorship. Portland State University threatens Republican Students Club over Lars Larson appearance. Lars Larson's a friend of mine. I've been on his show many times. The College Republican chapter at Portland State University is planning to have him broadcast live from the campus this Monday as part of the student group's event to support the Second Amendment. Can you imagine the Second Amendment? And that is until university officials were alerted Lars could possibly, maybe, might be carrying a lawfully concealed handgun. That triggered university officials. They jumped to action to shut down the event. The general counsel attorney for the university told him you got to shut down the event. I can't even imagine these things. They should hold an event celebrating free speech. Forget about the Second Amendment. You need free speech first. You're not allowed to talk anymore? I mean, it's a joke. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We all saw what Hurricane Michael did. It came up out of nowhere, and it turned into one of the most powerful hurricanes in the history of the United States of America. There was very little warning, and people had to get out of there, get out of Dodge, and everything was just wiped off the face of the earth like a nuclear attack. When it's breaking news, it's too late to prepare. You got to prepare in advance. Don't wait till you're in a panic situation. Prepare for that emergency situation while things are calm. And ask yourself, could you feed yourself and your family for 2 weeks with the food you have at home at the moment? If not, it's time to act and secure an emergency food supply. I trust My Patriot Supply. And you should, too. A two-week food kit gets you started. This week, it's on special for only $75 when you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. Call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540. The food kit includes meals that last up to 25 years in storage. Order now and prepare yourself. There's no surprises. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Don't fool around. You never know what's going to happen. All right, we've got Megan Barth, and she'll be back with us in studio next Thursday. So a week from today, we get our Megan back. But in the meantime, she's on phone with us, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, one of the great female conservative voices in America. Megan Barth, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing well. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Two great guests back to back. We got Megan Barth, and then coming up in 30 minutes at the very top of the next hour, I got Michael Savage on my show. How about that?
No, I heard. Yeah. So I didn't really think he did other people's radio shows. So
well,
you know,
he's doing Wayne Root's radio show, so it's
that's
good.
Awesome.
You know why he's doing it? I think he's doing it because it's not my radio show as much as it's my Newsmax TV show. So I think that's
true.
The main reason. It happens to be, you know, a TV interview that's aired on USA Radio. I don't think he's doing it as a radio interview. He's doing it as a TV interview, and I think that would explain it. He's a friend of mine. We've emailed back and forth for years. I asked him to come on. I asked him to talk about Trump and illegal immigration and all these other things, and he said, I'd love to do it. So it's cool. So
great.
In the meantime, the biggest news of the day, I think, for conservatives anyway, certainly liberals don't think it's a big deal, but our country is under foreign invasion. And so this caravan of 4,000 now, who I assume George Soros has handed them cash, is coming up through Guatemala. They're now at the Mexican border, and not the American-Mexican border, the Guatemalan with Mexico border. And the question is, will Mexico let them in and let them troop up the entire Mexico? Why would you do that? So my first question is, why would Mexico do that? My second question is, why don't they want to stay in Mexico? Why do they want to come to America? Why don't you just stay in Mexico? And my third one for you, Megan, is... aren't they doing us a favor? I think it's great timing. If George Soros is paying them, he's a moron, because this is making illegal immigration and the wall the number one issue in America and psyching and charging Republicans up. So this is the dumbest timing I've ever heard in my life. I think this is great for us to win the election by a landslide.
Well, absolutely. You know, independent voters are a very important sector, you know, outside of female voters, but independent voters. And when you look at how independents vote, Trump basically took the lead. I think it was around 46%. But when asked about immigration, whether they're independents, whether they're Democrat women, whether they're Democrats, and of course Republicans, everybody wants border security. No one wants to have 4,000 illegal immigrants storming our border and demanding refugee status. We have to have a border, or we'll have open borders, which will allow anybody to come in at any time. And also the criminal aspect of this. We already saw what illegal immigration did to pollute our cities with drugs and MS-13. And so this is a complete losing issue, but of course the Democrats thought that perhaps pulling on the heartstrings of America one more time and maybe having another photo op of children in cages, even though that photo came from Obama administration, you know, probably would sell well in the political sphere. But kind of the jig is up. And when you see this type of invasion, when you see that they are being paid, handed money, and then today there was a picture that circulated out on Twitter that some of the bags that the immigrants were carrying was from one of our own departments within the State Department, the International Development, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID.gov. And so I've been kind of looking into that. So it might be even taxpayer dollars that they're being given, because this specific agency has meddled in political actions and events in Albania and in Yemen and in basically every country. And under Obama, of course, it was the side of Soros. It was radical immigration policies and radical environmental policies. And when you combine radical environmental policies, of course you're going to have immigration, because that is one of the largest, you know, basically transfers of wealth that create more poverty. One thing I found very curious from this article specifically was a story about a guy named Henry. Okay, so check this out, Wayne. This is just a few paragraphs down. Henry basically said that he, because of the violence, in Honduras, he left his four kids and his wife behind. His name is Henry Tejeda. And so he's not going to get Father of the Year, obviously. But if it was so violent, you have four kids, would you leave your kids and wife behind?
No.
If it was so violent?
And
so
by the way,
Henry hasn't been coached by the immigration lawyers yet or the immigration activists that work for George Soros.
And by the way, Megan, if I was a woman... Now I'm going to switch topics a little bit and show you again what liars liberals are. If I was a woman and a man tried to rape me at a party 36 years ago in a strange house, and I ran out of the house, first I would grab my girlfriends to save their lives too. And if I did run out of the house in a hurry, I would go to the police quickly and bring them back to save my girlfriend's life. But, you know, once again, another liberal lie, because she didn't do anything for anybody. There isn't a single person that remembers driving her there or from the place or anyone who remembers being left behind while crazy rapists like Brett Kavanaugh were roaming the house with, like, drool coming out of their mouth like a zombie to rape any woman that moves in that disgusting house in New Jersey. You know, these people are just, they're such liars.
And another big liar that we found out this past week, and I haven't talked to you since, is Elizabeth Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Again, 1/1024th, perhaps maybe an Indian, but maybe from Colombia, who knows, based on some migratory patterns. What? Excuse me? She's whiter than ivory snow or ivory soap. And so here we have just multiple liars upon liars within the Democrat Party, and that's all it ever has been, is a complete smokescreen. You know, their good intentions are pave the road to hell.
And I want to mention just another step on that trip of the lie journey for Elizabeth Warren. Dear Liz, not only is only one out of 1,024th Indian, and we don't even know if that's American Indian, as you just smartly pointed out, it might be Colombian or Peruvian, because they didn't test her against the American database of Indians. They tested her against South American, Central American Indians. But more than that, much closer to her than the person that might have been an Indian, like, you know, 300 years ago and 12 generations ago, is just a couple of generations ago, was a white grandfather who enslaved Cherokees on the Trail of Tears. So she's closer to being a Cherokee enslaver and Cherokee murderer ancestor than she is in being a Cherokee Indian ancestor. Interesting, right?
Well, maybe that makes sense why she submitted a French recipe to the Pow Wow Chow cookbook. And who knows, maybe she's a Honduran Indian, and so her tribe is actually part of this caravan. She can create her own plantation.
Now, that's funny. That's a good one, Megan. I like that.
Thank you.
America's top CEOs are spending their money on the midterm elections, and I saw the article online, but I did not get a chance to review what CEOs are smart and give money to Republicans and what CEOs are really dumb and give their money to people that want to steal their money and ruin their company and regulate them to death. And so maybe you could educate us on how the CEOs break down.
Yeah, so this is from MarketWatch, and it did catch my eye. And it said about 100 CEOs whose companies are components of the S&P 500 have been willing to fly a markedly Democratic or Republican flag. MarketWatch gathered data on contributions between January 1, 2017 and August 31, 2018, and they provided a searchable database. So far, American CEOs spent on midterm elections $24 million. 149 CEOs contributed $2.6 million to Democrat groups. 200 CEOs contributed $7.4 million to Republican groups and candidates. Jeff Bezos is the largest contributor with $10 million. It went to With Honor, a nonpartisan super PAC that helps military vets get elected. Warren Buffett at 104. Look at the difference. 104,000 is the next on the list. 100% went to Democrats, of course.
That's Buffett. Is 104,000 Buffett?
Yep.
He's a cheap SOB. What a cheapskate. He's worth what, $60 billion, and he gave a lousy $104,000. Wow.
Yeah. Howard Schultz of Starbucks gave $51,000 to the same organization Jeff Bezos did with
Another
Honor.
Cheapo.
Mark
Another
Zuckerberg, $10,000 on, let's see, Facebook, $10,000. Zuckerberg donated to Facebook PAC, which has spent equally on both Democrats and Republicans.
All right, you hear the music. A quick break. When we get back, more with Megan. Let's talk a little bit about you and I love to talk about how violent and nutty Democrats are. This hit home because one of Laxalt's campaign managers was assaulted by a Soros operative here in Nevada just a day ago. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Kleenex eliminating their man-sized tissues because fem-Nazis complained. We'll have more to talk about with Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, Root for America. America.com. War now.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
There's never been a moment in world history where there's just so much news. It's kind of amazing. Just amazing. Mexican riot cops deployed for the caravan showdown after Trump snaps his fingers. So for the 4,000 migrants are headed for Mexico, and Mexico has sent riot cops to stop them. Guatemala sent cops too. All you have to do is mention to them, we'll cut off aid. And they just dance. They dance, dance, dance. They dance for us, man. So cut off their aid. Cut off their aid. If they try anything, if they let one person by, come on. You guys should send out the Mexican military and the Guatemalan military. Just cut them off. More news. Broward Sheriff Deputies Union slams hostile Andrew Gillum for signing anti-police pledge. Can you imagine signing an anti-police pledge and then think you should be governor of the state? He's another one that's sinking fast. We're finding out the truth about all these liberals. Megan Barth's here. We always find out the truth about liberals with Megan Barth in attendance. She is very good researcher and journalist and investigative reporter as well. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Welcome back to the show, Megan.
Thank you. Good to be back, and I'm with you next week.
You're with me in studio next week, and coming up in the next segment, by the way, as soon as we head to Newsmax TV, right off the top, it is Michael Savage with us. Very rare to get Michael on a national TV and radio interview, but we're going to have a lot of fun with that. And then at about half past the hour, hour number three, we are cutting away for the Trump event in Montana. Did you see that reporters are just gasping, Megan? They're saying that it's freezing cold in Montana and the line stretches for like forever. The eye can see. Here he is in Missoula, Montana, and people are coming out like no one can even believe for this president. I think we have a red storm coming in November.
Yeah, absolutely. A red blizzard, a red tsunami, a red wave, whatever you want to call it. And this is something I can't wrap my head around, and maybe you can help me, Wayne. Is that, you know, when you look at the Senate races, we have a lot of incumbent Democrats that are walking on thin ice, whether it's Claire McCaskill or Heidi Heitkamp or Tester up in Montana, especially after this rally, and others. Bill Nelson down in Florida is in a tight race. But then all of a sudden the Democrats are saying that they're going to have a blue wave in the House. I mean, I don't understand. You think that we're not going to vote all the way down ballot red? Like we're going to leave some boxes unchecked? I don't know that. I mean, the Democrats might pick up, but they deserve to lose these midterm elections in a historic manner based on their radical policies.
I think they are losing it in a historic manner. I mean, I think the worst case scenario for us is what Rush Limbaugh said today, which is what I've been saying for months, which is we're going to add several seats in the Senate and we're going to lose a few in the House, but we're going to maintain the leadership of the House, the majority of the House, so we will still control everything we control before the election, the day after the election. That's the worst case scenario. I just keep thinking that everyone I speak to, everywhere I go, loves Trump, thinks Democrats are nutty, thinks Democrats are violent, they're being scared by what Democrats might do, and they can't put Maxine Waters in control, and so we may, you know, gain like 5 seats in the Senate, and we may pick up a couple of seats in the House, even in challenging times. So I just can't help thinking that this could be a real landslide, but it's certainly going to be a red storm, and they're going to be very depressed the next day, because they don't know it. They still believe there's a blue wave coming, all these liberals. They don't listen to my show. They don't watch Fox News or Newsmax or listen to Megan Barth. They just watch CNN and MSNBC. They really believe that stuff. Nonsense.
Right, and they live in the liberal echo chambers, and all of their friends, of course, are Democrats. They don't get out to the rest of middle America. You know, they call us the basket of deplorables and the dregs of mankind. Thank you, Joe Biden. But the anger is really something, especially after the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and you were seeing the bumps in the Kavanaugh effect affecting races by, you know, 5 points. In some places. And anger is a very good emotion because anger is a motivator. And it reminds me of the time, the midterms of 2010 and 2014, when actually the Tea Party had that same anger, a similar collective group, right, that was taxed enough already and mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. And they stormed the polls. And we had historic wins, which limited, of course, the progressives from regressing this whole entire country.
Right. It's just interesting. I see another article here. It just came across the wire that Trump has moved his venue for his Ted Cruz speech in Texas from a venue that seats 10,000 to a venue that seats 19,000. So it's just amazing to me the energy that Donald Trump has just energized us, excited us, enthused us. I just think that a big victory is coming. I can't help thinking it. The intensity level, the enthusiasm level, and the energy level, and the size of crowds are all the things I use to determine who's going to win. And it worked in 2016. It worked in 2010. It worked in 2014. The only exception was I got 12 wrong because I said that Romney would beat Obama. And I'm telling you, Obama cheated by using the IRS to go after all the tea parties and kill the enthusiasm and go after all the donors. And so he cheated to win that election. Other than that, it's always worked in my lifetime. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big victory in November. Anyway,
what I'm very worried about, and I have to mention this, is Florida, because if Gillum takes Florida, then the Democrats will have 2 years to build in the fraud or the necessary infrastructure to take Florida blue. And we can't afford to lose Florida in 2020. That's huge. And so that's really where we have to watch, is Florida specifically. And if the Floridians allow a socialist Soros puppet to take the lead, even though he might have a Republican legislature, the damage will be done.
No, there's no question. I'm with you. Florida is very important, and the governorship is so important. So is the governorship of Nevada. If we have any hope of winning in 20 in Nevada, you've got to have a Republican governor. And that's interesting because the aide for the Republican governor was literally assaulted. I almost said sexually assaulted. Just assaulted. He grabbed your arm. He twisted it. He grabbed your hand, supposedly. He cradled it against his chest, and I'm not letting you go. That assault happened yesterday, and he was literally arrested by marshals here in Nevada. So they're just, they're unhinged. They're mental nutcases, nut jobs. Amazing. On the left, Megan Barth. Well, we've got to say goodbye because it's time for Newsmax TV in 5 seconds. Megan Barth, thank you. We'll see you next Thursday in studio. ReaganBabe.com. War now.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
.com.